We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, everyone, let's see what's coming our way that's good now post New Year. Let's go to the movies with Mr. Lou Gall. Hey, Lou, welcome back in.
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me back on your show. It's good to hear your voice again. What's going on?
Well, Lou, watching the Golden Globes, it seems as if, and first of all, the film, is it worthy, 1917, and then second, you know Roe, and for all those out there who have to share a film with the wife, or in Dan's case, the girlfriend, would that work? So what do you say about 1917?
Well, it's an intense war film. I have not seen it yet, but I'm seeing it actually today, right after we speak. But I think it's a film everyone will probably get something out of. It takes place during World War One. It's based on a memoir by the grandfather of the director of the film, Sam Mendes. He's a terrific filmmaker, won an Oscar for American Beauty. So I would say anyone who's in the film will want to see it. And the big thing in the film is it's shot in one continuous take. So you're always with the characters in the film. Very interesting the way it was done. There's a couple clippings in there so they can make it all match, but it's supposed to be visually just striking.
Well, The Irishman at the Golden Globes, at least, and I wanted to ask you, is that indicative to these people usually follow? In other words, in an average year, if a film does really well, it's the talk of the Golden Globes. Is it usually right there when it comes to Oscar time?
Not necessarily. You have to remember, the Golden Globes are given up by the Foreign Press Association.
Right.
And the stress there is on foreign press. They tend to vote for films from Europe and places like that, which explains why 1917, which is a great film, but that had a better, kind of a foot up because it's a British, I believe, production. So it has a foreign feel to it. So you can't really tell. The Globes are great to watch. They're a terrific show because you never know what's going to happen. But I don't really go by them as the picker of the Oscars.
Lou, where we are right now, what's the next big thing? Is it going to be another superhero film, or is there something coming?
Yes, there is. I think there's something people have been waiting for years. Bad Boys for Life with Martin Lawrence and our buddy Will Smith, a Philly guy. It's supposed to be people waited years for a sequel to Bad Boys and Bad Boys 2. And I must tell our listeners, if they ever want to see an over-the-top action film, Bad Boys 2 has one of the most incredible end scenes where they invade Cuba, I believe it, and to save a friend. It's just an incredible movie, and I can't wait to see the sequel, which opens actually next week.
Now,
so that's the big one people are waiting to see, you know, what will happen with that.
Will Smith, though, has fallen off the radar. You and I used to talk about it as the number one movie star in the world, that credit. Who would you say right now? And that means this person's the most visible. And if they're in a film, there's going to be a big draw. We know that they draw to the movie theater. I think he's not that guy now. Is it DiCaprio? Is it somebody else?
I think it's Brad Pitt now.
Okay.
I think he's on a roll. I think it was him winning things. And also George Clooney. If George Clooney worked all the time, he'd be the number one. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, he really covers all the bases. But right now, I would say Brad Pitt is the man. And of course, he was a winner at the Golden Globes for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So he's well-liked in the industry. He's a terrific talent. And apparently he had some personal issues that he's overcome, and people love to see a comeback story. So, you know, and we wish him well. I think he's a great actor and a great presence in films.
Lou, the idea to the Clint Eastwood film, now some critics have raved about it, but I haven't seen the box office the last couple of weeks, but I'd have to say it is not overwhelming, right? The Richard Jewell film.
No, it's up to $21 million in 4 weeks, which is kind of minor. But, you know, that film's not a big money film. It's more of a cable film, which doesn't mean it's bad. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know if people go to theaters as much anymore for a film like that, a smaller film, unless they get some kind of, you know, reputation as being a breakthrough in some way. So I don't think they ever expected it to make a lot of money. I don't think they expected it to make that little. But it didn't do well, but it didn't bomb. I mean, it'll live forever on cable because it's a perfect cable movie.
Lou, I don't know if you saw this. Yeah, go ahead.
Have you seen it?
No, but I've been diverted by Roe. It was Roe's turn, so Knives Out is the thing, which was fine. Next is my turn, so I'll be striking on Saturday night with Richard Jewell. But I saw this blurb the other day. Now in Hollywood, they're using robots, computerization, to be reading scripts and make a decision. Wow, it's come to this. Are you aware of any of that?
No.
This is what you get paid for.
It makes sense because they're looking for certain keywords in these scripts when they're submitted that they think is going to be commercial. I mean, art house people aren't doing that sort of thing with robots. This is done by people who want mass hits, and it saves a lot of work, I guess, for readers to read if they can figure out a way to. I think we're going to see more robotic stuff, as scary as that sounds in this, because it saves time and money. And that's what the bottom line is, unfortunately, so much of the time.
Lou, we're going to see more of the de-aging. I watched The Irishman a little bit more to see that. And look, I understand what the principle is. I just thought it was still ineffective. I don't know what I'm missing. I got to go back in your direction and look a little bit more.
But the first time, Dom.
Yeah, right.
That's the first time that Hollywood's really tried it. They tried it on one of the Terminator films with the full-size Arnold Schwarzenegger computer, and that was fairly good. But the first time trying it, they're going to develop it because there's money in it, because the stars want to have their images used after they pass away. So their heirs have rights to the image. So it's not going to go away, I don't think. I think it's going to become a lot more prevalent.
All right. Well, Lou, until 2 weeks from today, enjoy the movie, and we'll talk about that 2 weeks from today.
That'll be great. There's a lot going on, Dom. You take care. Until next time, I'll see you at the movies.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.